Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3. This Labor Day at Lowe's, shop member-only doorbuster deals for a limited time. Save $50 on an Ego string trimmer, now $169. Plus, get 50% off select Holland pavers. Not a rewards member? Sign up for free today. But hurry, Labor Day doorbuster deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 9/1 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Sandy Cheeks could get it. That's just a... I'm not even going to hold back on that. We'll start right here. This is episode 32, yeah. Right? 32 degrees. That's 32 degrees. That's when shit freezes.
Really?
That's when shit freezes.
That's about to be cold fucking bloody.
Cold as ice, baby.
Yeah.
We're here. We're back. I'm back from Canada, speaking of cold.
Yeah.
I tried poutine for the first time.
Never had poutine.
So
it's gross.
It has to be gross. It's you know how drunk you gotta be to be like, yo, how about some cheese with some gravies and some fries?
People love it though.
It's like a watered down chili cheese fry. I said it. Come for me, Canada. That's really what it is.
Canada, they only have two things. Well, the three things they're like, come fuck with me. Ice hockey.
Yeah.
Poutine.
Uh-huh.
And maple syrup.
I was gonna say maple. That's right there. It. Yeah, I mean, I tried it.
How
did
you feel about it?
I don't know. Hesitation. It kind of felt like a layup. You know, you're not stoked on a layup. You're not mad about a layup. Nobody's fucking dapping you up because you had a nice layup. You're like, eh.
It depends on when the layup is.
First quarter layup.
Yeah, oh, no one gives a fuck.
I mean, it was good. Here's the thing. Anything that is crunchy, warm, and gooey, those three adverbs.
Yeah.
It's good.
Are those adverbs?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Adverbs. Again, I don't know things.
Nothing. Did you have it when you were drunk?
No. So drunk, they would probably smash.
Dude, you gotta have it. That's not a sober food. You don't wake up.
And, I was sober, yeah.
Yeah, you can't have
it. But
it's
like after a show, so I was like, I don't know this.
Food after shows is different.
It is.
Because you have all of this like adrenaline going through your and you feel like your brain goes, I just worked out.
Oh, yeah.
So then you can eat like a monster after a show.
Oh, yeah.
And you didn't work out?
No.
You stood there for an hour.
Paced around. Two sweat beads formed on my forehead. And I was like, oh, let me get some deep fried cheese curds. The name cheese curd.
Is that what it is?
It's a cheese curd.
No one even knows what that is. A curd of
cheese?
Cheese
curd sounds like a fucking, what a testicle on a cow is called. Like, it's... I don't know. It was weird. And then people are like, everybody, like everywhere you go, you try the poutine yet? You try Tim Hortons yet? You try the poutine? It was just like, it's overwhelming.
I feel like if you live in a place where people are forcing things down your throat that you need to have from that city, uh-huh. Your city ain't shit.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's like, I have three things that you need to try. Well, no. Well, New York has 9,000 things you need to try. LA has 9,000 things.
Nobody was pushing the maple. Nobody was really in that maple game. That's what I was kind of shocked about.
Dude, did you ever see that is it called Mad Money or Evil Money or some docuseries on Netflix?
No.
They have an entire docuseries on Netflix, 55 minutes, about the maple syrup game.
Is it
Canada.
Fucked?
Oh, dude, the whole thing is fucked.
They is it like about, Narcos, but for like maple syrup?
Yes, dude. I'm really? Sitting there watching it, dying laughing on the plane because they're literally talking about maple syrup like it's like cocaine.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, but the union, we got to take the union out. There's motherfuckers. This whole thing was about they stole 9,000 barrels of maple syrup. It was like a maple syrup heist. Which are words that have never been placed together in the history of the world. Uh-huh. Maple syrup heist.
Maybe in like a Captain Underpants book or something.
Right. Like a Sam I Am thing.
Yeah.
Or it's like $20 or $30 million worth of maple syrup. And fucking it like nuts. The country lost its mind.
Dude, you know what's crazy? Like, I've had real authentic syrup, like the thin kind. I'm American, bro. Aunt Jemima just fucking... Aunt Jemima comes through every time.
Bro, Aunt Jemima, you know who comes through for me heavy?
Who's that?
IHOP Old Fashioned Syrup.
That stuff, this pretty the thin stuff, right? Is
oh,
it thin
it's not
or thick?
Thin. It's like it's medium grade. I don't know what that means, but you know what I mean.
I like it a little thick.
I like it thick too.
Yeah,
I thought you said you like it thin.
No, I don't.
Oh, you don't?
The thing, it's weird.
Thin's weird.
You're like, I feel like I'm just painting my waffle with like paint thinner. Like, it's like I don't weird. I don't know.
There's too much water in it.
Yeah, exactly.
Get water out of it.
But the thick stuff, some Aunt Jemima on an Eggo.
Bro.
Oh. Stiff socks, stiff waffle, bro. I'm nutting on a waffle, bro. I am joining the nut club of miscellaneous things to nut on.
Wow.
Oh, don't give me some wows.
Oh, no.
We've talked about this before, right? Isn't that like a frat tradition? Like the soggy waffle or soggy toast?
Is it a waffle? I thought it was a cracker.
Waffle's funnier.
Waffle's so much funnier.
Because it sticks in the grooves.
Yeah, it also has got the, like, Well, not, the grooves, but also got the little, like, cum pockets, essentially, in the waffle.
Right. It's grip.
Right. It's so, like, yeah. So if you're in a fraternity, it's like, that's your little square.
Mm-hmm.
You're Bradley, that's your square. Tim, that's your square.
That's frat guy bingo, you know? That's like... frat guy battleship, you know?
B7,
divot 4, and then glit.
Dude.
Every episode, somehow, we go from talking from poutine to maple syrup to coming on waffles.
How do you not, though? That seems like a very seamless transition to me.
That's true.
In my brain, that's very seamless.
You know, we've talked about this before. Somewhere out there in the world, somebody has nutted on a waffle and eaten it.
Someone is nutted on a waffle right now.
Right now.
There are 7 or 8 billion people in the world.
Right now.
Someone nutted on a waffle right now. Mm-hmm. Someone nutted on a waffle right now. That's insane to think. God. But the odds are that they are doing that right now.
Yeah, man.
So Canada was cool?
Canada was cool, man. Yeah.
Shows were good?
Shows were great, dude. They were awesome shows.
Were the crowds different? Because have you ever done Canada?
I've never done international shows. I thought it was going to be a little bit different. I don't know what to expect, really.
Canada's so Americanized, dude. Is it like...
Oh, bro, the first thing I saw when I drive in there was a KFC and a Hooters. It was like, the funniest shit that they had, so the show was in the Mall of America. No, not America. You idiot, Trevor. God.
You're so dumb, dude.
I don't know. It's in Edmonton, but it's huge mall. It's like 4 stories. They had a gun range in their mall.
That's so American, dude.
I was like,
stop
taking
our shit.
I was like, we're not even allowed to have gun ranges in our gun range. Like, that shit. That was crazy. Bro, they were more American than us. They literally had a pirate ship in the mall, a gun range, and yeah, you could just like drink. Like, it was just crazy. I was like, what? Is nobody concerned about this? I'm like, nah. Canadians are too nice to shoot people.
Dude, so they have, but the cops aren't even allowed to carry guns. Is that right?
I don't know.
Or is that in London?
Dude, I think London, they have the batons.
That's so funny.
Hilarious.
That's, you ever seen the show, the BBC show Luther?
Mm-mm.
Oh, sounds dude. Funny. It's so, well, I mean, first of all, it's a phenomenal show, but it's so funny because when the bad guy has a gun, the whole show is just turns on his head. He's really? Got a gun. It's like, because all I got is my fists.
Yeah. If you get your ass beat with a baton, you deserved it.
Yeah. You know?
That's also such a funny way, because it's like, if you get stabbed, you're like, you'll eventually faint, pass out, die. With it. But like a baton, you're like, dude, stop. And he just keeps,
right,
like,
right.
God, I won't steal any more pancakes. Getting your ass beat with a baton, it's such a slow death.
I would request to get hit in the head with it.
Yeah.
I'd be like, can you hit me in the head?
You'd have to.
Yeah, I don't want to remember this.
A baton to the shin, I mean, that'd take you out a little bit.
I'd start crying.
Yeah.
You ever seen those guys that, like, the MMA dudes that, like, hit things with their shin so they numb it so they can't feel when they're in a fight?
No.
Dude, how
That's
committed?
That's a thing?
Yeah. How committed do you have to be to knock the feeling out of your shin? Get another job.
Yeah, MMA is gnarly, dude.
You know what I heard, too, is people fuck their ears up on purpose.
On purpose?
Yeah, not in an actual fight or, like, training.
They do it to scare people?
Yeah. Which works.
I believe that, because I would never fight a dude with cauliflower ears.
Absolutely not.
I wouldn't even fight a dude who ate cauliflower. Like, that's a muscle that I don't even know how to have.
If you eat consistent cauliflower in your diet, I'm not fighting you.
Oh, bro. Eat cauliflower before 6 p.m., you kill people.
I will say the cauliflower pizza is insanely good.
I've never had it. Is it good?
Dude.
Really?
It is cauliflower pizza.
I've been tempted.
My girl, like, makes it all the time,
mm-hmm.
and it's phenomenal.
From scratch?
From scratch, dude.
Damn!
She takes cauliflower from Trader Joe's, she mashes it with her monster hands, and then mm-hmm. makes pizza with it.
You got yourself a good one right there. That's crazy.
Dude, my girl's getting very, very famous, and it's
Oh, yeah? What's going on?
Bro, she's on the cover of a magazine right now.
What?
Yeah, she's going to
be... What magazine?
I don't know, some tech video game magazine. And she's gonna be the only female lead in the video game Call of Duty. And she's showing me the cover. And I'm like, my first thought was, oh, wow, you look so pretty with all these guns. Secondly, I was like, oh, my God, everyone is going to jerk off to you now.
Oh, everybody in Tuscaloosa got a hard on right now.
Everyone, dude. Yeah. Why is it just Tuscaloosa?
They love guns and girls. Oh, okay. Hey, you know, that's the noise they make. Yeah.
when they're shooting guns.
Yeah. Wow. So yeah. She's on a front cover magazine. With guns.
With guns. And it's
is
just
she like,
in
like camouflage?
In camouflage.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, let me tell you something. It's pretty hot. I'm just saying, like, it's a weird, I never put it together. She's been shooting this for like the last like year and a half, but I never put it together that people are going to be playing this video game. Generally younger kids are going to be playing this video game. And you ever like look at like pictures of like Tomb Raider when it was like a video game?
Oh, bro. That's Laura Croft?
Bro.
Dude, an animated Laura Croft. She had them.
Knockers,
just goddamn fun bags of bazoongas. Yeah. Those things,
watermelon cakes.
I mean, there's no reason animators needed to make Laura Croft's titties that big
and the waist that small.
Yeah, I mean, animators got a sick mind.
Oh yeah,
you've never seen a flat-chested anime girl.
Why would you do that when you had the option? Actually, I don't like big boobs, to be honest. You like big goozas?
Yeah, I mean, it's nice added value. It's like if you rent a car and they're like, did you also want a heated steering wheel? You're like, I could have done without it, but fucking we're here now, baby. Warm that thing up.
But if you had the option, you prefer the biggers?
They're cool, yeah. Yeah.
Can you make a stance, please?
Trevor Wallace. Well, yes. Yeah.
So you're. I mean, we all know that you're an ass man. You love the ass. You got to do the Birdman shake every time.
Yeah. But for cartoons, man, I don't know why, but anything animated that has anything like any robust body part, you're like, oh shit.
Yeah. What's the hottest cartoon character you can think of right now?
Laura Croft, for
really?
Sure.
Really? You know mine?
What's that?
Lola Bunny.
Oh.
Yo.
From
Yo
Toon Squad, what is it called?
I don't know. Isn't it? Who? Okay, maybe I might be fucking sorry.
The bunny.
Who's
the bunny?
Who's the bunny from Space Jam?
That girl.
Woo.
Yeah.
Dog,
bro.
First of all,
that's like if Mariah Carey like was an animated bunny, bro. I don't know why, but I saw her with that voice, and I was like, yo,
Space Jam fine. Bunny. Fine as fuck. If she walked in the door, even with the fur,
she hopped in that door. You know, just like
carrot behind her ear. Dude, and she could ball.
Yeah.
That's the best
part.
Imagine
getting dunked on by her.
She would fucking, I would love it.
I would take it.
I would too. I'd jump just high enough to smell her feet.
You should feel like you wouldn't have to jump at all. Because she's like a bunny. She would have to get over you. No. You just don't move. You just stand there with a block screen.
Oh, I take so many charges, bro.
Gosh, she is fine as
she's
fuck.
She's so fine. And I stand by it. To this day, I date her right now.
She's smanging. What's she up to now?
Who knows, man? You think bunnies age bad?
No.
No, I think they age. I think they age really
very well.
Yeah. But because it might be like dogs. You know, dogs are like 3, but they're really 21.
Yeah.
I hope it's not that. I hope that bunny's. I hope she's doing great. I hope she's working. What do you think? Yeah. Do you think she's
who
like?
Who else was pretty bad? Man. Who? I think Kim Possible. Low key had that wagon on her.
Yeah.
Low key.
You know. Just turn around, Kim. You know,
she had that fucking mole rat there to distract your eyes and whatnot. But, man, there was some good ones.
Dude, Dora the Explorer would get fucked.
Okay, wait. Whoa, what? Bro, no. No.
You can explore this dick, bro. Yo, tell me she wasn't fine. Tell me she wasn't fine. No?
There's a 1,000% chance that's getting cut out.
Gabe, don't you cut that out, Gabe. All right. Obviously, I was just joking. Who else? Oh, the cartoon from the cartoon lady from...
Sandy Cheeks could get it. That's just a... I'm not even going to hold back.
Do I not know
that.
Who that is?
Sandy Cheeks?
Sandy... let me tell you something. I don't think I know who Sandy Cheeks is.
What?
A name like Sandy Cheeks, she's getting it.
You know Sandy.
Sandy Cheeks? Who? Sandy
SpongeBob,
Cheeks.
SpongeBob the squirrel?
Oh.
She lived in that glass dome?
How could you get in there if she lived in a glass dome, though?
Shit, I don't know. Scuba mask? I'm finding a way in there. The fuck you mean?
Sandy Cheeks. I love that name.
Oh, bro.
What
Same
was
thing.
She?
Animators were like, aha.
What was she, though?
Squirrel.
Oh, she was a squirrel.
Squirrel. You don't know who Sandy Cheeks is?
I don't think I do, man. I'm going to have to look it up, dude. I'm really sorry, guys.
Bro, that is unheard of.
I really never got into SpongeBob, dude.
What?
Bro,
SpongeBob was my, I love that shit. That was my childhood. Probably because me and Patrick had the same brain, but Patrick was the dumb one. For dude, who doesn't know SpongeBob? Kids are just born knowing every SpongeBob episode.
Oh, yeah. Sandy Cheeks got a body, dude.
Oh, she had them DSLs, baby.
Oh, my gosh. Yo, Sandy Cheeks. I'm nervous about those front teeth, though. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You have to just put your dick like around the one tooth.
But you know, like it's like a center divider. It's a median. You know, it's a roundabout. You just kind of get in and
it's
get
a
out.
Roundabout. Yo, you can kind of see her draws with this picture.
She was. I mean, she
was she a little scandalous?
Yeah, she probably went to like TCU or something like that because she's from Texas.
Oh, she definitely went to TCU.
From Texas,
drinking Molly, things happen.
I mean, she ended up in an ocean. Like, you got to do some shit to be a land animal and be like, yo, my rep is pretty fucked on land. I'm about to, I'm about to take things underwater real quick.
Did she, how did she swim? Like, did she?
She puts a helmet on.
She puts an
air
on.
Helmet.
Did she never leave?
So her home is just air, Texas air.
That's it?
Yeah. So when she's in her comfort, she can be, you know, no clothes. But when she goes outside, she has to wear like a little astronaut suit.
Oh, and she's a squirrel. So she takes hella nuts.
Oh, bro.
Yeah. You that's her thing.
Animators knew what they were doing.
Oh, you think so?
Bro, they named her Sandy Cheeks.
And she loves
nuts. That sounds
nuts.
Like a Miami stripper, bro. Like, they named her Sandy Cheeks
Sandy
for a reason.
Sandy Cheeks.
Where else would Cheeks... They could have been Sandy the Squirrel.
Yeah, give her Sandy the Squirrel.
Animators are just horny. Bro, have you ever seen anime titties?
Bro, this is why... My girl being a fucking Call of Duty person makes me so nervous because do you think they're going to just relegate her to the game? No, dude. These fucking 3D freaks are going to take her out of the game in some way and then make her put her in a like an anime porn thing.
Anime titties are aggressive.
Dude, I don't watch that stuff.
I don't even watch it, but I'll just like see it online and I'm just like, there's no reason that this figment of my imagination needs to be that bad.
Yeah, have you like been watching the porn that you actually want to watch? And on the side, bunch of like advertisements for certain shit. And yo, hey, we don't need any. Like, if you need all of that, you gotta call someone. You gotta hug your mom, talk to the Lord.
Also,
something.
It's like I don't need to see Stewie fucking Lois on the side.
That's what
it's,
I mean.
It's always it's they go from my childhood favorites. It's like Family Guy, and then SpongeBob is laying pipe. It's like I didn't need to know SpongeBob had that fucking iron on him. All right.
Yeah,
he's a sponge. Don't front to me. Now you're making it look like SpongeBob packing heat. I don't need to see that.
But you don't think SpongeBob had a lot of confidence. And let me tell you something.
Where is he hiding that thing?
Comes from the research of maybe watching three episodes.
Okay,
but I feel like he's got a ton of confidence.
Yeah,
and I think he's hiding it just in the sponge.
Wow.
Yeah, just like kind of like a Swiss Army.
I mean, he's got a bunch of holes in himself. He could probably just like charging a Tesla.
Where do you think
those holes
came from?
Wow. Whoa.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Damn. He probably did have that thing.
But
on
the
him.
Side of like advertisements are just bonkers, dude. Like, who needs all of that? It's like a demon woman with like six tongues and like four tits.
Yeah.
And she's getting
graphic.
Like railed from the back by like a centaur.
Yeah.
With like a Pellegrino sized dick. And you're like, who is looking at that and being like, this is what I need, and just clicking that. Like a killer.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, but then you ever go to like those random ass like towns when you're traveling on the road and you're like, oh, these people.
Right.
Yeah. So
right.
Sometimes you're just in like the middle of bumfuck nowhere. Like I had a connecting flight in Salt Lake City, and I'm sure Salt Lake is fine, but the outside skirts, it brought some people into that airport, and I was like, oh, these people, anime titties is like, that's their Tuesday, anime titty Tuesday.
Bro. I do shows sometimes in Reno.
Oh.
Yo, if you ever want to go see a place.
I've been there.
The Reno Airport. The Reno Airport is bonkers. You just look around, you're like, what is happening in America?
I feel like nobody's there to fly. They're just there to kick it. They're like, I ain't got shit to do today.
That's what it feels like. And everyone's still gambling. Hey, give it a rest. You're leaving.
You can gamble at the airport?
Yeah.
Wow.
There's a bunch of the bring gang gang machines. What are those called?
Slot machines?
Yep. Slot machines.
I'll put my Frontier flight on black, please. Can't bet your entire flight, sir. We don't want it. Bet it, goddammit. Reno's an interesting place, man.
Dude, it is... The shows are so hit or miss there. It's either like they are so happy to have some entertainment, or they're like, I just lost my leg on black.
Yeah.
I need to get back to the games, please. I don't want to be here.
Yeah. Gambling sounds fun. And then you get to the main floor of the casino and you're like, oh, that lady's smoking a Cuban out of her neck. And
yeah.
She's just crushing it. You know, some of the, I don't gamble. Do you gamble a lot?
No, I can't handle the swings, dude. And when I say swings, I can't handle losing $100. There was one time that I won $250.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, now I'm a king.
Right.
Now I'm a king. And then the next day I lost it all.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about I lost my winning, so I didn't even lose money.
Mm-hmm.
I lost $250 like I lost my house.
Yeah.
And I got up, and I went into the elevator, and the elevator door closed, and I started punching the walls in the elevator.
Oh, bro, they see that every night, dude. Like, that shit is crazy. I just...
You gamble or no?
Nah, I'm not a big gambler. There's too much stress for, like you said, like, I'll lose $20, and then the guy will, like, take my chips, and I almost just want to be like, no, we're cool, right? And, like, grab him back. But, I was fucking around. I didn't mean that hand. I didn't mean hit.
Ah, yeah, yeah.
You know? I have a twitch. I didn't mean to hit on the table. I like a good slot machine just to fuck around. You get $10 in ones, you smoke a cigar, and you sit there, and you find the seat next to the bar where they bring out all the drinks.
Oh, hell yeah.
I mean, that's gambling for me.
Right. I'm like, I play poker when I gamble because I think it's the best for your money because you can play for like 5 hours.
Longevity wise, yeah.
Yeah, because you buy in for like 50, and if you play it smart, you can play for like 4 or 5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll lose $50 for that. I think that's like fun enough. But it's funny because when they start bringing the drinks around, your boy thinks he's a professional.
Oh, yeah.
I start putting on sunglasses. I'm not good.
Right. You just,
I'm not good
it's
at
just
all.
Drink coasters over your eyes.
Hilarious.
Like, sir, you cannot see at all. You're like, that's my plan, baby. Yeah.
I put in like,
hit me.
I put in like $20. I stand up. Sit down.
Oh,
you're
yeah.
not even all in, buddy. Sit down.
Yeah, dude. I just, if I gamble, I want to do it by myself because I don't like other people telling me how to gamble. Like, my one friend,
right.
Because you know, like, I forget in craps, it's like everybody's supposed to be betting on the same team, right? And craps, you're supposed to be betting like to get. It's
I, don't
like,
know. I don't know.
Craps is like
craps,
a group
dude.
Thing. Like the whole table is supposed to be on the same side. But my friend, he's like a lone wolf type guy. He's like, nah, man, you got to be the outside guy. You bet against everybody. Everybody at the table will hate you, but it's big winnings. And I did that, and I lost every time. And he's like, no, this next one, this next one, this next. I lost like $250. I was like, bro, when the fuck do I win? And then he's like, I wasn't feeling it. Bro, what? There's too many superstitions, you know?
Also, you weren't feeling it. It wasn't your money, Rick.
Hey, if you weren't feeling it, you should have told me that, I don't know, maybe 45 minutes ago.
Yeah, because now I'm down 250. Yeah. God damn it.
Casinos are a sad place. You know what else is a sad place that
what?
I just realized?
Please.
So the Mall of America in Minnesota. Oh, shout out to everybody that came out to Minnesota shows. 6 sold out shows.
Yo, sold 6 shows out.
Minnesota fucking with your boy like that.
The entire state of Minnesota came because it's not even a big population.
Dude, one dude came twice. I was like, bro, I did the same jokes.
He hit the DMs in the Sipsox DMs.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he was like, I came twice.
Shout out to that dude. Yeah, man. Minnesota was a fucking movie, dude. 6 sold out shows. It was sick as fuck. But on the way to the club, there you walk past the Hooters. And it was a Hooters that faced the entire mall. You could just see right. It was a convertible Hooters damn near.
Okay. Oh, I get
you could
it.
Just see like there was no wall blocking all the people in there. Hooters
right.
As a 13-year-old, epic. That's like anime titties everywhere. You ever seen a Hooters? It's like a full grown man.
It's really bad.
It's sad. It's just a bunch of fucking dudes too scared to cheat on their wives being like, should I go to a brothel? No, she'll know. I'll just pretend I was getting chicken wings on a business trip. And it's so weird. It's a bunch of dudes wearing fucking football teams that aren't even playing. Everybody's wearing like Cowboys jerseys. It's like, it's a Tuesday, bro. Nobody's playing football right now, bro.
It's not even football season yet. So.
Yeah, right. They're just sitting. It's just like, yeah, it's just a very lonely place, you know, but Adam.
Yeah, it's just a bunch of like fathers that are divorced or
yeah.
soon to be divorced.
Yeah.
It's like that's like the lowest form of cheating that they could sort of get away with, but then they come home and their wife's like, is that fucking wing sauce on your hands? Like,
right.
No, sweetie.
No, it was ketchup from In-N-Out. That was happened to be spicy. No, dude.
It is funny how your perception changes though when you're a kid. Because I remember when I was like in high school, we'd go to Hooters and it was like this big, like,
bro.
It was big, like, your mom would ask you where you're going. You're like, oh, I'm just Dave and Buster's. Like you would just like lie. It's like you were going to.
You're like nervous ordering. You're like trying
I'm
to.
Saying.
You're trying to look at the waitress in the eyes, even though your dumb teenage brain is like
yeah.
titties, 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 titties.
Yeah.
But I went there for my 8th grade birthday, and I remember thinking like, bro, I thought I was like the fucking man,
hold
dude.
Hold on.
Burbank Hooters, 8th grade.
Parents.
My dad.
Let you go to Hooters.
That was a big thing
for your birthday.
8th grade, baby.
How did your mom feel about this?
I don't know. I think I don't know if she know.
I think my dad.
She
was
does
like,
now.
Shout out, mom.
Hey, mom.
I think my dad was trying to do like the old like switching. Like every dad wants to be the dad. You know what I mean? They want to be the man. And if you're the dad that takes all the eighth graders to Hooters,
oh dude,
bro, that's a story that I'll bring up on a podcast. You know, 15 years later, whatever. Was that the right math? 13? Nope, that wasn't.
It doesn't matter.
Hey, math is good. But I remember going there and like legit being like sweaty. Like, like, I'm not allowed here, bro. Like, what? Like, and then they're like singing to you happy birthday. A girl sat on my lap.
Whoa,
bro. I didn't even have to ask for ranch because I had half a gallon in my premature pants.
Boom.
Bow.
Dude.
But Hooters is like a 13-year-old. Your brain like doesn't know how to process it. You're like, I'm allowed to look at this. Not only am I allowed to look at it, but the shorts.
The shorts.
So bright.
That is, first of all, the shorts that the Hooters women wear. Highly undervalued.
Oh, everyone talks about the Hooters.
Yeah, everyone talks about big and boobs.
Yeah.
The shorts though.
Shorts are oh, wow.
The shorts.
The shorts with the outfits are fire because they wear the white shoes with like these like thick, puffy white socks and the shorts, that combo. Looking like a fine ass creamsicle girl. Come on over.
Dude, you know what's also funny is like where are you at in your life when you were just comfortable being like applying to be Hooters? Like
I said this on stage and And a girl afterwards was a worker at Hooters, which was funny.
Okay.
I think Hooters is like the community college of stripping.
Yeah.
Like, that's where you go to be like, am I about that life?
It's and a stepping stone.
Yeah. And
it's a stripper internship.
That's what I'm saying. Because if you can handle a 91-year-old named Seymour calling you sugar tits, you'll do fine in a strip club.
I mean, but I'm going to tell you, that's a big jump, though. I love when girls try to tell me that they work the door at a strip club. I go, no, you don't. You don't work a door. Right. You don't work a door.
Right.
Tyrone works the door.
Yeah.
You take your boobs out.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
Yeah.
Which is but you know, just don't. It's okay.
Right.
Would you ever date a stripper?
Nah.
What if it was on like what if she was like, 'cause
then my house would just smell like stripper, and strippers have a certain scent. Like, you ever smelled a shirt after you went to a strip club the next morning?
Yes.
It's filled with a lot of nostalgia, and like, I can't just walk into my house and be like, oh, fuck, I need a Red Bull vodka right now, honey. She's like, it's Monday at 7:30 a.m. I'm like, I don't see nothing wrong. She's like, why are you playing this music? I'm not, the kids are right here.
You're like, listen to me. Next coming to the stage, Cinnamon Tits. Bitch, shut up, bitch. I can't stop.
Every time she comes out of the garage.
Exactly.
I don't know. But here, let me put you in this scenario. Let's say you're dating a girl for like 3 months. She tells you she's just like a waitress or something.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out she's a stripper. What's the move then? But you're really into her.
I would need to go to her place of work.
Yeah.
And sort of scope out what's happening. Because if she was really just a waitress?
No, she's a stripper.
Oh, she's a stripper.
She told you she's a waitress up front because she didn't want to scare you by saying I'm a stripper.
Next come to the stage. So she's like, I'm a waitress. Crunch, and she's
Cinnamon Toast Crunch is a great stripper name.
Oh, dude. All that cereal sound, is a good stripper
sounds
name.
Sounds like a girl from like Texas with like good booty. Cinnamon Toast Crunch. What would your stripper name be? This is an interesting one.
What would my stripper name be?
Because I've,
Too Fine Blast.
I knew you were going there.
No, well, that's not a good dude. Like, a dude stripper name is always like a type of weather.
Dudes? Yeah.
Yeah, like Thunderstick.
Yeah.
Or, you know what I mean?
It's got to be loud and aggressive.
It has to be.
Yeah, I'll just go by like, fuck, I don't know, like Subaru or something.
That's cool.
Sub. This next guy coming up, Subi.
That's cool.
So what would you do? You find out your girl's a stripper 3 months in. Because that's honestly a modern day, bro, that's a rom-com waiting to happen. That's going to become a movie. It's going to become a best-selling. And they'd be like, where'd you get that idea? And some guy's going to be like, oh, I thought of it myself. No, you heard it from this podcast.
This is what I would say. If you don't get any extracurricular money off the side, because that's where all strippers make all their money.
Prostitution.
Soft prostitution, like little hand jobs. Little like, I'll grind on you till you come in like the back rooms, the private rooms. That's where all the money comes from.
If you don't
do that type of stuff
and
you just take boobs out in front of dudes.
I think everybody does that though.
But is that part of the equation? Does she do that? She gives like
one or two hand jobs? I'm saying scenario based, like
let's make it a movie real quick, right? All right,
give it to
you're
me.
You're talking to this girl. You're at a bar with your friends, and you're like, man, we're talking to this chick. That's great. And everybody's like, good for you, man. I'm glad you finally found a girl.
Yeah.
You know, that's not on the cover of a Modern Warfare magazine.
No, fuck you, dude.
I'm kidding, No, so you're at the bar with your friends.
It's too real, bro.
And then they're like, man.
Listen, everyone, if you jerk off to my girlfriend, bro.
He's only allowed to jerk off to that.
That's it.
So, okay, you're out for a bachelor party, right? And they're like, man, so last night you're with the homies and you go to the strip club to support your friend on the bachelor party and you lock eyes with the girl you're dating.
All right.
And everybody's like, Michael, what's wrong? You seem out of it. And you're locking Ooh. Eyes with that girl. What's your first words out? You notice
bitch!
Yeah?
What?
Yeah?
No, if we're being like real, I'm leaving.
Yeah.
I'm leaving, and because if I find out like that, that's a traumatic way to find out.
What's a better way to find out, though?
She tells me.
She just pays for a brand new car and singles, and you're like, is there something?
Yeah, she just like always takes, like, she just has this, why is this always?
She's blowing her nose with singles. Anyways, you were saying? There's some
right, I mean, like, so would you, I mean, that's my rule. If you don't do any of that stuff on the side, because that's going from being a stripper to a prostitute.
Word.
We'll never. There's not a world where I think I would be comfortable enough to date a prostitute. I'm sorry. I mean, maybe there's some dudes that are. I'm just not. But if you are just a stripper that just takes her clothes off and dances around, I'm okay with trying to. I'm okay with attempting to be okay with that. But like. The making, you know, Ralph, the dude who's like an accountant, come because his wife hates him. I'm not okay with that.
Yeah, the dudes that hang out at strip clubs are like the guys you see at the Reno airport. They're just there.
100%.
They're just there because they can be, right?
Yeah.
Those are the worst guys because like they don't even sit up front and try to throw money. They're just in the corner just sipping on like a Arnold Palmer. It's like, at least get drunk, man.
When you see a dude that orders a steak at a strip club, bro.
Low-key, I heard Atlanta strip clubs have, like, amazing food.
I'm sure.
I've heard the wings at Atlanta strip club. Like, people go there for wings. Could you imagine having your titties out, like, being like, hey, boys, and they're like, yeah, lemon pepper, please? And you're like, that's not my stripper name, though. They're like, no, we know. We just want a six-piece. Thank you so much, man. We'll come back tomorrow.
Dude, there was this, I was on a road somewhere, and there was a truck stop, and we were starving. So we just stopped at, like, a truck stop, and the restaurant in the truck stop was like it was the saddest sort of restaurant, sort of strip club I've ever seen in my life. There was one pole, and just one very sad, should have been retired stripper, just sort of spinning.
Truck stop?
At his truck stop.
Really?
Yeah, sort of spinning, but like looks like there was some arthritis happening. It wasn't great, and we were just eating. So it was just weird, like, it was very sad because no one was like, you know, people were tipping or whatever, but that was the example where someone's like, "Yeah, I'm just gonna get a waffle and some eggs," and no one's even paying attention to this lady.
Jesus,
I know, it was very sad.
Yeah, when people start paying attention to the menu more than you, that's when you're like, "All right, it'd be good here.
I gotta get a new job."
Yeah. I'm good.
Well, let's go back to the scenario. Would you be fine with it? Would you date? Would you date
I would,
a stripper?
Here's the thing.
Give it to me. Oh, no. Oh, no.
I would be like, yeah, man, thanks for bringing me out to the bachelor party. That's crazy. Yo, that chick over there is pretty fine. I'm gonna go get a dance with her real quick. And then I would break up with her mid-lap dance.
Wow.
I'm leaving with a hard-on.
But let me... Well, that's probably the worst way to leave, man. I'm leaving blue balls. Is it, though?
That's like a to-be-continued, though.
Oh, so you think your hard-on is so dope that she's going
to
feel...
I'm saying, that's like, you know, you watch a movie and at the end it's like, to be continued, you're like, well, what happens next? Because I walk out with the hard-on. She's like, oh, that's unfinished business. But Trevor...
I don't think so.
And then she runs out after me. And since this is a hypothetical, I have my shirt off. I have a six-pack abs. Other strippers are looking at me.
Yeah, you are oiled up. Looking
oiled
great.
Up, bro.
Maple syrup all over your tits. Oh,
the finest IHOP maple syrup on me.
And then the manager
and she
comes
runs
out
for me, and it gets quiet. Everybody in the parking lot stops. The taco truck street vendor stops.
And you hear in
turns
the
off the truck.
And you hear in the background. I don't see nothing wrong.
Right, that adds the ambiance.
With
and she goes, it's not what it looks like. And then I go,
I don't see nothing wrong.
You can do better than this. And then I hand her $10,000 and say,
Jesus.
Let's get you.
Did he have $10,000?
$10,000. I stole it from
her?
Ruben at the bar. So I take that $10,000 and I say, let's get you out of here.
because you're better than this.
Yeah.
I know you for who you are. All right. I know you're stripping just to pay rent, but here's the next 7 months' rent. See you next week.
See you next week?
No. See you in 7 months. And that's when the To Be Continued comes back.
Okay.
I'm making a stripper rom-com. Honestly, bro, that's a fire-ass movie idea.
What? Dude, I mean, it's
Guy been... falls in love, she's a stripper.
Yeah, what? I mean, dude. It's,
Hollywood.
Isn't it?
How do you not want this?
It's Pretty Woman, bro.
Really?
It's not a stripper, but she's a prostitute, and he falls in love. He's a rich dude, falls in love with a prostitute, and it's Richard Gere, so he gets a gerbil in his ass somehow. I don't really know how the whole movie goes.
Okay, but what's the millennial version of it? You know, like I'm outside. I'm saying like
Snap, premium Snapchat.
Yes.
Yep.
You come home from work early one day. She's got the dog face filter on. Yep. Butt naked on the counter.
Butt naked.
Playing with a banana. You were going to make a PB&J sandwich with.
Putting a jewel like in and out of her banana. Yeah. Because we have to make it a millennial.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. And then you come home and you're like, Sandra.
Yeah.
She goes, roo, roo. Because she's still a dog character.
Dog filter. Yeah. Roo, 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 roo. Yeah, that's a pretty good dog voice.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you think I'm saying as a dog?
What it looks like. You said it in the tone. Like, it's not what it looks like.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
That's what you're saying. Yeah, I think I'm going to make it into a movie, and it's going to be called, who the fuck sells a ringtone on? What an idiot.
You're
I am.
An idiot, dude.
God.
Just a fucking idiot.
Anyways, what was I saying? Yeah, man, I think that's going to be a great rom-com. If that ever happens to me in my real life, I'm going to go through it at the fullest so I can get the best experience to write a movie on it, and I am the next Stephen King. So
Stephen King? So it's like a horror film?
I don't know. That's the only writer I know. I know like three writers.
Have you ever read
Stephen King, J.K. Rowling, and...
Whoever wrote
Lemony Snicket.
Who?
Lemony Snicket.
Lemony Snicket. Dude, get a new name. Get a new
Series
name.
Series of Unfortunate Events. I love that book.
Lemony?
Lemony.
Oh, how you doing? I'm Lemony. You said lemonade? Nah, bitch. You want me Lemony.
Just go ahead and just Google Lemony Snicket's net worth.
Oh, no. Listen, Lemony Snicket is balling.
Bro, when you're worth that
much.
But your
name is Lemony. But here's the thing. If they named him Bob Snicket, not famous. You Lemony Snicket. He got
Bob Snicket sounds like a Bob Saget impersonator, you know?
Yeah.
Like he's got a good impersonation. Lemony.
Where are you from, Lemony?
Names like that, they get bullied their whole life, and then they have no friends, and then they just become super rich. And everybody's like, hey, Lemony.
That's long time
no see. You know?
Dude, there's a baseball player. What's his name? Oh, God. Milton Bradley.
Wow.
His name is Milton.
Is that not a cereal brand?
No, Milton Bradley's, they make all the games, the board games.
And he's a baseball player?
And he's a baseball player. Can you imagine? I would fight my parents in the street the moment I realized that you named me after a fucking Monopoly.
If you name me after anything that's already a thing, I'm going to be heated.
Yeah, come up with a new thing. You think it's funny to name me Milton Bradley?
Also, naming a kid after like a movie star, that's kind of weird to
that's
me.
That's stupid. Don't do that to me.
Yeah, it's like what? I'm not just a fan. I'm a real human being.
You're just going to come out and you're like, oh, George Clooney.
Have we talked about this on here before? I had two people from my hometown name their kids Maverick.
Ugh, I hate that.
Right. And here's the thing. It's not even like the Top Gun era. This is like, you'd be like, oh, because of Top Gun, right? They're like, what? You're like, oh, wow. You just went on a limb and like, Maverick.
Maverick. What's
the Dallas
last,
Maverick.
What's the last name?
I'm not going to say that.
Oh, true. Yeah. I forgot you can't do that.
Well, yeah, for legal reasons. Dude, you're not in jail.
Did you see the trailer for Top Gun 2?
No.
Bro. Do you like Top Gun?
I do.
No?
Oh, Top Gun. I think I got my first erection ever watching Top Gun.
Is that when was my first erection? Dora the Explorer.
Now it's two parts. We gotta cut out. Top Gun was a if Top Gun was Top Gun smelled like a menthol cigarette to me. Like just watching it, you're like, fuck.
Oh, dude, yeah, it really gets your testosterone. Fucking
my dick
flown.
Was doing push-ups, just watching it, you know.
Dude, when he does the flyby. Like by the dude by his like general whatever he has a cup of coffee and he does the flyby and the guy goes Hoo-ha-ha! I was like fuck I was
dude.
So stoked
also
dude.
Pilots don't look like that at all anymore all pilots are just so old
really but no but you're talking about Delta pilots
yeah
but Spirit Airline pilots they're not Top Gun guys
that's true
dude oh, I wanted to be a pilot so bad man.
Pilot is a pretty badass job.
Can you imagine? Like, how does a woman not sleep with you if you go, I fly planes? What is hot about that?
That sentence is a little It's a funny sentence. I fly planes. I go home, I make colored pencils, and I fly planes. I fly planes.
I fly planes.
And that's the only pickup line. She's like, okay, that's cute. Are you supposed to be with? Is somebody supposed to be holding your hand right now? I fly planes.
I fly planes.
I fly planes.
I fly planes. Oh, dude. Dude, I was. So you went to Canada. I was fucking. I went to New York
too. Yeah.
Dude, I was New York for a week and a half. I was in. I was in Ireland. I went to Dublin, Dingle, all their fucking places.
Dublin.
Dude, Dublin was. It looked like just a smaller version of New York. Had a comedy scene. I would move.
Did you get up out there?
No, I was with my family, man. I was trying to be a normal human being. I really wanted to get up though.
Yeah.
Cause I know that scene. I don't know. There could be a lot of funny people, but like you know, like a smaller scene, you want to be like, let me show these motherfuckers how to do it.
Yeah, shit. That's I did a show in Calgary on an off night at this random bar show that's been around for like 14 years called like Broken City. Check it out every Monday in Calgary. Fire show.
Really?
Yeah. I post up. People are kind of looking at me. Some people are like, oh yeah, that's or whatever. Yeah. And the guy's like, yeah, I'll just give you like 10, and I just.
Gave it to him.
Bow, 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 bow. Because when you're running 45-minute sets for like a week straight, and then you do 10, you're like, okay, let me just take the beginning and the ending.
And then all of a sudden it's like, rock, rock, rock,
rock. Oh, bro. You're getting fucking free drink tickets, making it rain on you. You're back in a strip club. It's crazy, you know?
Yeah.
So, it is fun kind of just popping into other little cities and, you know, just kind of check. I do like seeing other people's comedy scenes.
Oh, I do too.
Like, what's one of your favorite random comedy scenes? Well, you started out in D.C. or Maryland. I think D.C. is one of my favorites.
D.C. is so fun. I started in New York, but I'm from around, like, D.C. area.
But you know that area isn't foreign to you.
Dude, no, it's not.
What's one you've been to where you're like, oh, these guys get it?
Just like that are like really, really like
just a
like
cool talented? Scene. Talented, cool scene. Like has dope, like random hidden shows. You know, like Chicago's real dope on what I've seen. But
yeah,
like,
I would think if we're not counting DC, I would probably say Chicago.
Yeah,
there's like when you go to a city like that, you realize like how many funny people there actually are.
Yeah,
it's like this mixture of like oh fuck, there's so many funny people, and holy shit, there's so many funny people. And like everyone, yeah, it was. It's cool to watch. Like, it's cool to be in those small like satellite scenes and watch people like murder on like a. You know what's a dope scene? Toronto.
Really, I've heard that.
Toronto has really like really dope comics that like no one has ever. I mean, they're gonna pop off because they're so good.
Yeah.
But that's also a scene that's like was really interesting to watch.
Yeah, there was a bunch of Vancouver guys that came out to the Calgary show that were doing spots that were really funny.
Oh, Vancouver! Yeah, Vancouver's another one that comes out with a lot of dope guys. But yeah, Ireland was a weirdly dude. They love famine out there. Really? Ireland, they because their whole history is like about the potato famine.
Yeah.
So they love that shit. They have museums for famine.
Really?
So fucking weird, dude. You would drive and they'd be like, "Hey," they're like big signs for like famine museums. And what fucked me up is we went to one and it's all like outside, and the dude like was like, "Hey, do you want to feed the sheep and the goats?" And we're like, "Yeah." And he gave us a big bucket of like feed, and we'd have to pay for it. And we'd go around and feed the goats and the sheep. Midway through, I go, "Yo, we just paid to do his chores."
Yeah.
What a fucking racket!
Oh,
what
yeah,
an
bro.
Amazing racket!
It's not even like that glamorous. You just get your fucking hand licked by a billy goat, and you're like, "Whoa,
dude!" I forgot that I got my hand licked by 16 sheep and goats, and then I like ate fish and chips. Oh, dude, I was. I don't get grossed out by germs. I was fucking grossed out.
Oh, we know you don't get grossed out by germs.
What do you mean? Trevor, what do you mean? Trev?
Nah.
All right, should we go to some questions, bro?
Yeah, let's get into it. Let's get into some of this stuff right here. All
right, let's.
That's dope. Was New York cool?
Oh, dude, New York was so fun, bro. I missed that place. I miss that place so much, dude. The comedy scene there is incredible. Shout out to everyone that put me out or put me up. It was, dude. The audience is just like, I don't want to say they. I don't know, man. I think they're perfectly comedically trained. I feel like in LA, you know what I mean. I feel like in LA, you do get crowds that are like comedy savvy, but like you also run into just like industry crowds or just like actors or whatever, and it's like it feels like work. And you're like,
a lot of people like go to stand up shows a lot in New York, so it's not their first show. A lot of people's first comedy show, they're like, they have to like acclimate, which is weird. You're like, what do you mean, sit there and laugh? But they're like, ha, 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 ha. Like, they don't know how to, like, interact. But, like, New York's like, yeah, we go every Tuesday. Like, I feel like it's more common.
Yeah, I've run into, like, people who haven't been to shows yet. They, like, obviously, they just don't know how to be audiences. So they feel insecure to laugh. And that's the thing that fucks it up is, like, people feel insecure to laugh if people around them aren't laughing.
I feel that.
So then it just becomes, like, a show of, like, individual shows. And it's hard to just make an audience one.
I feel that.
Yeah. All right, let me bring these things up, bro. All right, here we go. Ready?
Yeah.
This is you guys have some like names that I can't even. This is like Nunyo Bizwax with two E's and two Z's. All right, cool.
Pretty far. That'd be my stripper name, actually.
Oh, Nunyo Bizwax.
Coming to the stage, Nunyo Bizwax.
And it's just a woman with like a really like shitty bee costume.
Buzz, buzz, I stung you.
It's pretty good.
Thanks, man. All right, so he asked, do you guys think we could live in a world without a government?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
You think we could just trot around here government with no government? Okay, the government, that means no police, no firefighters, nothing.
I don't know how long we could live in a world like that, but we could.
You're like getting really semantic-y with me? The semantic's not even a word. So you think like, well, of course we could live until people started looting everything.
What I think what would happen is you'd make your own government inside of a group. Like a certain city would be like, it wouldn't be a government, but it'd be like, oh, yeah, that's Todd. Everybody listens to Todd. Why Todd? I don't know. He's the buffest guy. He's got a neck tattoo and an H3 truck. Oh, all right. That's their quote unquote mayor of Reno, you know?
Yeah, but I mean, how many people could Tom follow though? I mean, how many people would follow Tom? You think it would just be a bunch of little satellite governments?
Yeah.
I guess you're right, man, because people would have to follow. People always need to have someone to follow.
Right. What would be weird is if we started with it and then took it away. Because then we'd be like, how do we act? But if we just never had it.
Oh, well, sure. I agree with you. I think if we never had it, we would just be acclimated. It'd be fine. I'm saying if just the government, everyone in the government stood up, we're like, fuck it. Quit.
For certain people, it would be mayhem. For my day-to-day life... I don't know who the senator is right now, bro.
Oh, I have no idea.
Mike Pence?
Bro.
What did he do? Is he the one in jail?
I think Mike Pence is the dude who... No one likes Mike Pence. Mike Pence is the vice president. Yeah, he's the vice president.
Joe Biden is the man.
Who's Cory Booker?
All I know is that Cory in the House was a show on Disney Channel, and I think the dad was the president or the chef.
Yeah. Cory, the dude from Boy Meets World.
No.
Kyle
Massey from That's So Raven.
Okay.
He had a show. It was just called Cory in the House. He just lived in the White House, and his dad was like the chef.
Dude.
So
Tim the Tool Man Taylor.
That's about as political as I'll get. As a Disney Channel reference.
How many senators do you think there is?
52. Isn't there 2%? No, fuck. Jesus Christ. Wow. Dog. Bro.
As an adult, bro, when people go into like political conversations, you should see me. I just go, I just shut down and I do an about face and I fucking leave.
I'm the same way with sports. I just nod my head, but yeah, that was crazy. Yeah, exactly. Oh, you know, he shouldn't have said that on Fox, but you know, sometimes that's politics.
I just go like this. I go, oh man, Trump. Fucking stupid, and I leave. And usually people around me agree with me, but that's all I got. That's all the political knowledge I have. Do you know what racketeering means?
What sport in the Olympics is that?
That's what I'm saying. Dude, I'm writing this bit now that there's so much shit that I like, if I really think about it, I go, I don't know what this is. Do you know what the real definition of ironic is?
No.
You think you do.
Something with irony.
That's it. So next question. No.
Like, what is irony?
You think that you know. You know Alanis Morissette, that song? Isn't it ironic? All of her shit was wrong. All her shit wasn't ironic.
Oh, but she cashed out.
So now I got a whole goddamn definition, or a whole generation of people thinking that's like ironic, but it's not. I don't know what it means.
Right.
And I'm sick of acting like I know what ironic means.
What does ironic mean?
Dude, apparently it rains on your wedding day, but I don't think that's right.
Who's
Cory Booker?
Cory in the House. Isn't ironic? You're like, if you were talking shit about a girl wearing a pink t-shirt, but you're wearing a pink t-shirt, you're like, that's ironic because you have a pink t-shirt.
I don't know, dude. That sounds about right, but I don't know. Alanis Morissette fucked everyone up with this shit.
People just suck at using words. Like, girls are like, I'm so spontaneous. It's like, you've had those fucking tickets for 9 years, okay? You knew you were flying to goddamn Hawaii next week. So spontaneous.
You bought that hair dye.
Right.
Rebecca, yeah, you bought it. You told me a year and a half ago. It's in your diary.
Also, saying you're spontaneous is a great way to just tell people you're going through a midlife crisis, you know?
Yeah.
I just spontaneously bought this, you know, Maserati. Ooh.
You spontaneously bought a $300,000 car?
Something going on there, Rex? Something going on there? government, where are you at on that?
I think we need a government. I don't mean to make a hard stance, but I think we need a government.
Way to get political, man.
Dude, we need a government.
Who's the senator right now?
Of what?
Exactly. Who's the governor of California?
Arnold Schwarzenegger. The dude after him, who knows? I know
that's all that matters.
I know that he has the fact
that he won that shit.
Bro, let me tell you something. Arnold Schwarzenegger is the reason that Trump won. Think about that.
What?
That's some deep shit.
Do you think he opened up the door for celebrities?
Yep.
So you think Flavor Flav's got a shot in 2020?
Oh, I think Flavor Flav is the VP. I think he's running. Yeah, boy.
If you had to, next celebrity in the office for president, who you picking?
The dude from...
Honestly, bro... go ahead.
I was gonna say the dude from what's his name, Steve Carell. Look, like if we're being serious, or are we joking around? If we're being serious, I really think that what's the name? The dude who impersonates Trump on SNL. What's his name?
Alec Baldwin.
Thank you. I think Alec Baldwin would legitimately have a chance.
He just has a look and the way he talks where you believe everything.
That's all you
he
need,
says.
Bro.
So if he's like North Korea loves us, I'd be like, they fucking do, baby.
People write the speeches.
Do you know what's crazy about like certain people have so much influence? Like if The Rock ran for president with VP Kevin Hart, they would win.
It would be a landslide.
Bro, they would win.
Dude, can you imagine?
They make a movie together. They're on like the 38th movie. It's just called like The Election. And then at the end, it's like, go vote. You're like, oh, I'm brainwashed now.
Yeah, voting in your seat.
Oh, yeah. Rock hard. Oh,
rock hard.
Rock hard is their slogan. And they're running.
Oh, did you say rock hard or rock hard?
Both.
Oh, rock hard is hilarious.
You do a play on words. Rock hard, but you spell it heart with a T and a D. So rock hard.
Rock hard did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The T is like silent, though.
Dude, I think we got something here.
Yeah.
I think they, no, but not even I think. We are 100% correct. They would win.
Bro, it would, come on, bro.
They check all the boxes.
Oh, dude.
Swole. Got it. That's who I vote for. Have you ever voted?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. All right.
You never voted?
Nah.
Yeah.
Who did you vote for?
Come on, man. Come on, man.
I know you voted. You voted for Trump, but who?
Whoa! No.
But did you even know? Because it's not just the president. There's a bunch of shit.
That's what's misinforming. Is like you think it's literally just like in the cartoons it's like,
bro,
a left square and a right square. And you put a giant check mark. It's like presidential candidate. And there's like 30 other things that people are just blindly voting for based on the names.
It's hilarious.
Like, everybody's like, go vote, but it's like, yeah, but also do some research. Can you leave those blank?
I don't. You should.
Don't know what you're doing, you should be blank.
Yeah, you can't check a box based on the name. Like, just because the name's like Luke Genesis, you're like, poof, I love that name.
Oh, bro, Luke Genesis, I'm bumping him down to president.
That's what I'm saying.
A name like Genesis?
Genesis.
Bro, he got Galacticas and he got like flying Teslas.
That's the dude who's jerking off to my girl.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what's the weird part about voting they don't tell you about. Like, there's like 50 other ones.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, you're just electing people off the fucking whim of the rhyme of their last name. It's like, wait, oh, dude, Wallace? That's my name, bro. That's my name.
Dude, I'm just spelling ABBA on my fucking A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B.
You're like, it's too many A's in a row. I got to switch it up with a B here.
Oh, God damn.
What else we got here?
All right. Hold on. What is this? Oh, here we go. This is hilarious. If you were a girl, would you be a hoe?
Yes.
Realistically, you'd be a hoe. You'd slang your vagina all over the town.
I wouldn't slang it because that's prostitution. I would give it away for free. That's a charity
move.
That's
American.
That's a charitable move right there. You know, here's the thing. Here's my logic. If I was a girl, I know I'd have big titties because I don't have an ass. I have zero ass.
Right.
And usually when you're blessed with a body, God's either like, you get big titties, no ass, you get big ass, no titties.
Right.
Nice face kind of tone.
Right.
Everything. My face is this whatever. I got no ass. I got a little bit of meat on the pecs. That's why I know I'd have some cannons.
Do you think you'd have cannons?
Yes. I've thought about this.
I think you'd have great legs. I think people would be like, good. Who?
I don't have ass, though.
Travelitas? So you think like, people... Who's Travelitas? Oh, they got... the
Travelitas? Yeah, what am I, a fucking new Bud Light commercial?
Yeah.
The 11 liters.
Sherry, Travelitas.
Yeah. So, but would that be misconceiving? Because they'd like look at my calves, and they'd do the look up, and they see the quads, and then just no ass?
So just big...
I think I'd have big titties.
Big tits.
I would just be...
And with those big tits, you'd be a hoe, slang it around?
I would be the girl that keeps her iPhone in her bra. You see people like that?
Yes.
They just, their titties just become cargo shorts.
And here,
bro.
And here's the funny thing. Every single time those girls have it, they take their phone out, it's cracked.
Oh, hey, my. Right, but they put it in.
The system is not working.
They put it in cracked side down. Yeah. It's bro.
Yeah, oh my God.
It's just such a funny thing.
Scars all over their tits.
They're just like, let me Google this real quick. And then they're just digging in there like it's a purse, you know? Pacifiers flying out.
I would use my vagina like a purse.
A chicken nugget, like a purse. Right?
I would put my phone in my vagina as like a purse.
You got to have an OtterBox for that shit or else it's water damage.
Nah, dude, I stay dry until I need wet.
Jesus Christ.
I think this is what I would do.
Would you be a hoe?
Can
I say something?
You can.
I feel like you'd be the girl like, I don't do this on the first dates, but every first date you put out. You would put out the disclaimer.
Listen, I understand why you get to that, but this is what I would do. I would do the smart thing. I know about supply and demand. So my shit would be so valuable. Because I would only give it out to people that had money. Like I would be a hooker, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I was gonna say this motherfucker thinks his fucking coochie is crystal quartz off the coast of Guadalajara or some shit.
It is. Here's the thing about people that are stupid, bro. If you don't give it to people, they think it's a quartz from Guadalajara.
That is true. Like when Wendy's took away the spicy chicken nuggets, people were like, "Oh my God,
I missed them."
You can make your own spicy chicken nuggets, Tapatio. Right. Right? But bro, they like when they took those away and people lost their minds. It is the whole like if you can't have it, you want it.
That's what I'm saying. So you're saying that's what I would do to my coochie.
So you would just reject a bunch of people?
I would just be like, no, you ain't worth it. Oh, you ain't worth it. Oh, look at you walking around with that Nissan Sentra. You ain't worth it.
So what would you give it up for?
You got a Maserati?
Okay.
Then take me out. Let me see what you got. And I will talk like that, even if I'm from Connecticut.
Yeah,
I
was going to say, I think we're just talking girl, not a different fucking ethnicity here.
Let me ask you this quick question.
Let
me ask you this.
Right.
Would you rather be insane as a dude, insanely hot?
I already am.
But like, well, true. Insanely hot, but real stupid? Or disgusting looking, but real smart.
Disgusting and smart.
Really?
Yeah.
That's the wrong answer.
Is it?
How
ugly are we talking? Give me, like, are we talking the guy on the Goonies, like, hey, you guys, ugly? Or are we talking, like, the one friend who was like, oh, he's here?
I think, oh, he's here. Okay. It's like you like no woman looks at you as a viable option.
Elon Musk is atrocious.
He's not atrocious though. I'm talking about grosser than Elon Musk. Elon Musk, if he didn't have $18 billion, he's like a 3 or 4. I'm talking about one, bro.
Wow.
I'm talking about
one. Is there a one? Like what's a you got a one in mind?
I don't want to be mean, man. You know what I mean?
Feelings.
I got feelings.
Yeah.
Someone who is
What's your answer? Because dude, honestly, but here's the thing. When you're like dumb and airheaded, you're just happy with simple things.
That's where I'm going.
You give them a cup of ice and a straw and they're entertained until that bitch melts.
Yeah. They're like, fruit by the foot? Hell yeah. Like, that's all they need.
This is bigger than a foot. And they're like, oh, wow. We should not let you out in public.
So that's where I think I go. Because even if people make fun of you or whatever, it's like, and you could make a ton of money modeling if you're like that fucking hot.
Yeah.
And then you could like, I don't know. I feel like that's a better life. Because when you're smart, dude, when you're that smart.
Actually, yeah, I switch my answer. Because if you're hot your whole life, you're chilling your whole life. But like the ugly dude who gets money and he's like gets really smart, that's progression. You got to get bullied till you're like 27 and then you become a millionaire at 30.
And if you're that smart, you understand that women are throwing their coochie at you at this point because you have money. Like, and then when you're that smart, dude, you ever seen like Elon Musk try to talk to somebody that's not that smart? Like, he has trouble articulating himself because he's like, I can't even tell you what's in my brain because you're so dumb.
Right.
Then you got to surround yourself by only super smart people. It's a hassle. If you're like really hot.
Yeah, I'd rather just be right in the middle, kind of like how I am, like really hot and smart. So don't ask me how many senators we have. But other than that,
you are really hot.
Right in
really
the smart. Middle, dude. I've only gotten hotter as the year's gone on. So
you think so, dude? You think you got hotter as you've gotten older?
Bro, I got a jawline 2 years ago, and I was like, oh, we out in this bitch. I got cheekbones.
What happened?
Shit.
Did you lose weight or
something? Yeah, I just didn't know I had cheekbones this whole time. I was like, oh, there was a bad bitch under this fucking cream layer of Oreos this whole time. The Oreo cream, bro. Bro, man.
Did you know that some Oreos have peanut butter in them?
There's a peanut butter flavor?
Yeah.
Oreos, they've never taken an L.
How can you take an L? Someone developed that chocolate cookie. You can put anything in there.
Yeah.
You can put a slug in there. I'm eating it.
Yeah. I could probably live off Oreos for probably 7 years straight.
You go milk or no?
Yeah.
Have to go milk.
Have to.
You go double stuff?
Yeah.
Too much stuff for me.
Too much?
Too much stuff. I don't.
Here's the thing.
Too much stuff.
If they don't have it, I'm still fine with it. But if they got double stuff, I'll do.
Really?
Yo, my arteries get a boner, and they're like, "Come on, man, get in there."
Too much stuff. You know what I do when my mom fucks up and gets me double stuff? I take the stuff off.
Really?
Double stuff, too much stuff. I like one stuff.
That's like getting a boob rejection when you already got double D's from the Lord.
I don't like. You know what? Maybe that's connected because I don't like double D's. As a man, I don't like double D's. You walking around and like, yo, you got back problems. That's what I think. I don't think ooh. What can you do with boobs? That's the thing I don't like about boobs. Like, what do you do with them? How do they help you?
Shit, I don't know. It's the same thing of like owning a massage chair. It's like, what do you do? I don't know. It's just fun. Feels good.
But you can get a massage.
You can get a massage by titties.
Can you?
I don't know.
Maybe I switch my mind.
let's get into some advice real quick, and then we got a skedaddle. Yeah, is that the whitest thing ever invented? Skedaddle? Kids, we got a skedat.
Oh, skedaddle is very.
We got a skedat, guys. We got a skedat.
If you shorten skedaddle, holy shit!
What is skedaddle short for?
I don't think skedaddle.
Let's giddy
is
up
short
and get out of here. Is skedaddle a word?
I think skedaddle is a word.
Skedaddle sounds like that's where you go to buy peyotes.
Skedaddle.
Yeah, you can be driving down the interstate. You see a sign for skedaddle.
Oof! I think yes. Yeah. If you make a keep going and make a right at skedaddle. Wow.
Skedaddle Avenue. Let's hit some advice.
You sure you don't want to keep talking about skedaddle?
Skedaddles, bro.
All right.
Some skedaddle right
so
now.
So let's do.
You know what's crazy? If you say anything in a sexual voice, but you add a crazy word, it sounds sexual. Like, yo, she gave me that skedaddle last night. Everyone's like, yo, what body part is that?
Oh, yeah, but it's not. You don't even have to say a crazy word, though. It can literally be, yo, she came down, right? Gave me that Skittles, bro.
Yeah.
What was that? Skittles. I want Skittles right now.
Throw me a word, random word.
Xylophone.
Hey, dog.
What's up?
Yeah, Stephanie rolled through last night. We had a few drinks, man. You just say she went down on that xylophone, you know.
Oh. Hey,
ain't no chords, no notes, no nothing.
Damn.
Free bass that
no
shit.
No sheet music. Damn.
She was all up on that xylophone. Shoehorn.
Yo.
What's good?
Becky came over last night, right? Yeah. Didn't even ring the doorbell because she had a key. Came through. Saw me on the couch.
Right.
Moseyed on over.
Yeah.
And then she came down on the knees.
Word.
And turned my neck.
God. She busted out a magazine cover. Oh!
Come on, bro. And she gave me that shoehorn, man. You made me cry.
Shoehorn.
All right, here we go. All right, this is a little secret sex.
Ba-da-ba-ba.
I'm loving it. Okay. All right. This person said they have jacked off to a picture of their cousin.
Huh.
This person needed to get it out there. Have you ever looked at your cousin and was like, if you were my cousin, bitch, you might get a little bit of this itch.
There's a lot of. She got that shoehorn or what?
I think she might have that xylophone.
Yeah.
Have you ever looked at a picture of your cousin? When you were a kid, did you ever mess around with your cousin?
No.
All right. I'm just asking, man.
Hello? Have you, bro?
No.
Yeah, that's weird. I was trying to think of a way to even make that sound normal. I was like, well, maybe your cousin does porn, but even that's weird. That's even weirder.
If your cousin does porn? Like, what do you...
See him at the Thanksgiving dinner table, be like, hey, that back door's saying, hey, like, what? Just pass the job. Fucking turkey.
Yo, what if you... That's also a crazy thing if you were a dad and you, like, just mosey on to, like, a porn, like, of your daughter.
That is a very dad thing to do, mosey on to some porn.
Oof, that's what you gotta do.
Skedaddle off. Get my skedat.
Oh, man. Dude, I don't know. I mean... I guess he just wanted to get that off the chest. I don't really have an opinion on it. I think you might be a little attracted to your cousin. If we're answering it for real, I think it's you're attracted to it because it's a very like no go situation, and that's like hot. I've thought about like you know my like uncle's wife before.
Yeah.
And it's not even like she's like crazy hot. It's just like it's such a. Like a no-go situation.
Right. Yeah. You just want to have the upper hand in that Thanksgiving football game of, you know, when you're playing football that day.
Right.
He catches that touchdown. In the back of your mind, you're like, your wife can still get the skedaddle, bro. Yeah, it don't even matter.
She wants these skittles, bro.
You want that touchdown? I already got that touchdown. You know what I'm saying? She played my shoehorn. That was a pretty educational episode.
I think, dude, every single time people listen to me, I really think I learn a lot.
Yeah, I think I hear if you listen to this while on Adderall and taking the SATs, you will fail miserably. 100%. You'll get like a 300.
Dude, a lot of you guys all like write in and say, "Hey, should I listen? Should I like do my work or listen to the podcast?" Do your work,
but listen and then at listen the same podcast. Time.
Ooh.
But hey, thanks for listening. And then, guys, I got some shows coming up. Mike, you got some shit to plug. First weekend of September, I'm going to be in Boston at Laugh Boston the 5th through the 7th. And then the 9th, 10th, and 11th, I'm going to North Carolina, Charlottesville, Greensboro, Greenville. And then back to D.C. September 12th through the 14th. Brat. You got some shit, dog?
I want to plug these shows, but I can't because all these shows that I'm doing are college shows or corporate stuff, so you guys can't go. I do have a bunch of stuff in October, which I will plug when we get closer, because if I say it now, you guys aren't going to remember.
Yeah.
Cool.
And then this is coming out Wednesday, so if you want, tonight I'll be at El Prez in San Diego. Reds.
Boom.
Comedy show. I'm not posting it, but you heard it here.
First. Guys, thank you so much for listening. We love you. Rate and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. Guys, love you.
I stung you.